Bishop's Palace Gardens on the other side of the cathedral at 10:30 this morning. The big question, Kevin Thomas, will we be getting wet? Is it a brolly day?
I don't think so, no. There are one or two showers around, so it could be unlucky, but they're going to be few and far between, particularly going into the afternoon. So, condition not too bad. It's a little bit cloudy right now, but even as I speak, the cloud breaking up in a few places. So, some sunny periods coming through. By the time we get to this afternoon, the cloud breaking a little further, the showers becoming rather more less scattered and also more in the way of sunshine. Maximum temperatures up to 20 degrees. That's around the seasonal average. Overnight, it will become mainly dry, the remaining showers dying away, so clear spells developing, and minimum temperatures down to 11. For Tuesday, it'll be dry as well. For the most part, broken clouds, some bright or sunny periods. There will be a few showers, I think, moving in towards the north of the county during the day, and maximum temperatures again up to around 20 degrees. Head to Wednesday. Well, the weather front moving in from the west is going to cause increasing amounts of humidity. That's going to trigger some low cloud and also some patchy rain and drizzle moving in ahead of that front coming in, and some mist and low cloud also persisting over hills and around parts of the coast overnight as well. Highs of 20 for Wednesday. Thursday, cloudy, the low cloud mist and mist around the coast and hills still, but becoming brighter and sunnier away from the coastline. One or two isolated showers perhaps developing, and quite warm in the sunshine, 21 degrees the maximum. For Friday, well, the rain and drizzle will be clearing away to the southeast, so it'll become dry. Brighter sunny periods also developing. Temperatures again should reach 20 degrees at best. Surf conditions on the north coast, 2 to 3 foot. A little bit choppy though, the south coast, 1 to 2 foot, and clean.